I love how much truth can be found in fairy tales and myths. I love that God chooses to give us glimpses of Himself and His Word in the words of storytelling throughout time. We often view Christianity as rules and laws, as limitations on our freedom. We wonder why God puts so many limits on our fun. I once experienced a switch of perspective. I was reading Orthodoxy by G.K. Chesterton. In his book, he points out that in fairy tales, there is always an if. You may go to the ball if you return by midnight. You may marry the princess if you never let her see a cow. Chesterton says, quote, "All the dizzy and colossal things conceded depend on one small thing withheld. All the wild and whirling things that are let loose depend on one thing that is forbidden." End quote. Everything beautiful and glorious that cannot be understood is dependent upon a condition that equally cannot be understood. In fairy tales, this does not seem unjust. If Cinderella asks her fairy godmother why she has to be home by midnight, the godmother may reply, "Why should you go to the ball for any amount of time?" If the miller asks, "Why can't I let the princess see a cow?" the fairy may reply, "Why should you get to marry the princess at all?" Fairy tales never focus on the condition. The condition is so small as to seem irrelevant. The focus is on the dazzling, the wild, the fantastic vision. We don't focus on the vision. We focus on the limitation. We wonder why we must not get drunk instead of marveling at the beauty, the deep color, the richness of the wine. We wonder why we must only marry one person instead of living in wonder at the existence of sex. Chesterton also says, quote, "No restriction on sex seemed so odd and unexpected as sex itself. Keeping to one woman is a small price for so much as seeing one woman. It showed not an exaggerated sensibility to sex, but a curious insensibility to it. A man is a fool who complains that he cannot enter Eden by five gates at once." End quote. What a beautiful change of viewpoint. To look not at the limitation, but at the wonder of the permission. To not complain about being asked to keep our words pure, but to wonder at the startling glory of language. To not gripe of not being allowed to eat all that we desire, but to be astonished at the wild and vast expanse of color and taste of food. To look upon the dazzling, wild, fantastic vision. In Christ, all is made sacred, so search for Him everywhere. Look for Him in the stories and fables, in the myths and fairy tales that you read. You will find Him there.